I just want Marcel to come back.
This is just too Marcel much. Would have hated that so much.
Oh my god, I just
Marcel shooting a music video today.
Yeah, fuck him.
Marcel raps now.
No, I rap now.
It's Barcel from now on. Yeah.
This is a horrible name. That is just bad. It's just like all around bad. It's so bad. Is there even like worth doing an intro now?
Barcel food.
We should just fuck an intro and just say just,
that. Yo, his first album's gonna be called Enter the Food Tang.
It's nasty. It's all
yo. Like, all Revenge of the 69 Chambers.
Wow. Ooh.
All of that sounds like it smells weird.
It does. It does. Like, you can taste the smell.
It's palpable. New word of the day.
When is it appropriate to just say intro? I just want to know. Like, listen,
Lewis has a Knicks scarf on, so I'm scared.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a Knicks scarf.
Oh, you have.
I have not. Only person that wear a Knicks scarf is Spike Lee.
Hey, you know when you get gifted a Knicks scarf.
It looks good, though.
Yeah.
It looks good,
oh,
though.
Yeah, I did buy him that scarf.
Hey!
I was like, why is he talking about this fucking scarf? Nobody gives a fuck about your scarf, nigga.
I wasn't even talking about it. This nigga brought it up. I'm defending it, nigga. This is your gift.
Man.
I got his gift on, too. I got his okay. Socks.
Top five gift giver. I told y'all on the episode.
I got Michael Scott's on. I got the Dwight Schrute's on.
And the Dunder Mifflin shirt.
And some combat boots.
Oh, my boo got me the Dunder Mifflin shirt. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, backstory.
Yeah. Show you backstory.
Intro, please.
Yeah, intro.
Intro, please.
I think it's an appropriate time.
Hold on, put your ass in the air. Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mitch Podcast. We are ignorant by popular demand. This is episode 87, yes?
Yeah, something like that.
87, like Marcel.
87. Yo, 87 sounds like a great wide receiver in the NFL.
Sure, James. Just sure. As always, I am your host, the homeboy Chris Jordan, and along with me, I got James.
I'm Nigga, here. Sorry.
God damn it. Sorry. And I got Lou.
Present.
We have no idea where Marcel is.
We don't know. He got lost.
He'll be back eventually.
He'll be back. We find him. I got my Marcel locator at home, so I'll just.
Does he know you got that?
No.
Okay.
You do now.
But don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Call that Foo Shack. Foo Jack.
It's Foo Jack. Foo Schnickens.
What is
Lemony.
Okay. All right. Now.
This got weird fast, right?
Soup.
As it tends to do.
Hey. Sometimes I try to see how fast I can make something get weird.
Yeah.
When the tolerance gets a little high, that's when I know I'm making y'all weird. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
How was everyone's week?
The week wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad at all.
It was good.
You were just at home naked just all weekend.
That's what I do.
Just butt ass.
That's butt ass, son.
This nigga got.
That's what he does.
This nigga, yo, for like.
I mean, if you're gonna be butt ass, where else? What's a better place to do it than at home? Yo,
everywhere.
Like, the last like I want to say 6 months. Lewis has just been posting black and white photos of his watch.
Yeah. And Marcel has something to say about that.
Yeah, and his outtake, I guess, or calories burned.
Yeah.
Burned. Them poor calories didn't stand a chance.
I'm setting the thousands, son. You know about them thousands.
Calories burned and earned. And then yesterday, I'm just like on Instagram and shit like that. I was actually in the gym. And I just gotten off the bike, and I'm heading towards the locker room. And then I see Lewis shirtless on Instagram
with everythingless.
Yeah, everythingless. Yeah, with his little abs. But I knew he was butt ass, and he put his long ass caption over the ball piece.
Yeah, you got it. Like, you never put the ball piece.
I don't want to even read this caption because I know what's underneath it. I know what's underneath this caption, and it's uncut. And I just don't want it. It's gross. And I'm seeing all this, and I see the little abs poking. I'm like, nah, fuck that. Now I'm about to go do abs, nigga.
I was in another 30 minutes?
I was in there for another hour, nigga. Like,
nigga did crunches till the stomach disappeared.
Did Nah, it's still there though. That's the thing.
That's all I got back was like mad DMs with just gym pictures. I'm like, all right, nigga, it's not a competition. Nigga, I'm just proud of myself.
Nah, this is a competition.
Nah, it is. You put it on the competition.
That's right. We all working out now, nigga.
My bad, nigga.
We all working out.
Nah, fuck that. We not even gonna work out no more. We just gonna make this nigga fat again.
That's right.
We're gonna sew your asshole shut and just keep feeding you. And feeding you. Fuck that.
Listen, we gonna use Marcy's sewing machine.
Hell yeah.
That poor sewing machine.
You're going to look like an upholstery by the booty, boy.
Oh, my God.
You call James a taxidermist.
Yeah, they do.
Nookie.
Yo, that's my superhero name, the taxidermist.
That's a nasty superhero. Like, what's your power?
You need to get audited.
What's your power, nigga?
I don't know. Exactly. Everything. Oh, everything. All of them.
And nothing at the same time.
Stuff niggas with shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But anyway... Yeah, this nigga decided to like flex a little bit on the gram and shit like that.
Just a tiny bit.
Oh, hey, listen, I screenshot that picture. I'm photoshopping it.
I'm
photoshopping the fuck out of that. By the end of the day, you're going to be Lupac. I'll tell you that.
I like that name.
That might have to be the cover art. Just give me some time with my laptop later on.
There you go.
I'm photoshopping shit. Listen,
this is a competition. We're all trying to see who's going to have a six pack first by the summertime.
Yeah, but you know what? The shit that don't make sense, I'm not the best at math. I wasn't a mathematician in school or nothing like that. I got good grades. I got like 85s. I was passing. But the shit that don't make sense is that I seen Lewis coming to this fucking podcast with Sonic, beef jerky, some Cheez-Its, fucking flan.
It's working.
It's
a flan. I never bought a flan. All right, don't make me that Spanish, nigga. Hold the fuck up.
Nigga came in with Cinnaballs 1 week. And it had
For the record, I ate all the Cinnaballs.
I ate two of them.
Yeah, he did.
The nigga had the nerve to come in with, like, with the abs poking. Nah, something's afoot here. Who's your doctor, nigga?
Dr. Savannah.
First of all, you don't...
That's from my last podcast, Park Hall Blurred, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You'll be hanging out with me throughout the week.
Thankfully, I don't because you just be naked.
Lou is disappearing before our eyes.
Yeah. I eat clean as fuck during the week. And plus, I bring all that food for y'all, man.
Wow!
So he's trying to make us
he's
fat.
Trying to make us fat.
Look at the competition.
Wow! I bet.
Let me know where y'all want Cinnaballs.
Listen. I did 70 push-ups yesterday. All right.
This nigga's playing chess, but feeding 70. Us checkers.
Wow! I like that. I like that.
Fuck you.
Listen, Lou ain't gonna be the only one that's sexy this summer.
Oh, James, what you giving them?
Oh.
Ew. Never mind. I don't want to know, but fucking speaking of the gym, my gym now is like under construction, like halfway sort of.
They still under really. Construction?
It's weird.
They can fix the gym.
They had a sign that was up, $3 million renovations coming to you in February.
Chris is like, where?
Yeah, coming to you in February. And I'm like, I guess March. Fuck.
They can't do math.
That $3 million came and went, huh?
Yeah, word.
The owner pulled up in a Lambo.
Yeah, I don't know, what the fuck is this?
Oh, I didn't say for the gym, nigga. I'm gonna have it in my pockets.
Oh no, nigga, I'm Jim. Like, I am Jim. I bought this sign to let you know I just got $3 million. What's up, brokies?
Damn.
Yeah.
Hate and love to see it.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to work out? Here's some cinder blocks. Lift that shit.
Here's some grass.
Yeah.
For dessert, here's some cinder balls.
Here's some cinder balls. Compliments to Lou, you fat bitch. I was like, God, I hate this place. So they started renovating the gym, and it's coming together nicely and shit like that. It's starting to become more of a place that I can go to now. Right now, the only place that's under construction is one of the locker rooms, which is fine. And then they're putting, like, HIIT studios, Pilates studios, and shit like that on, like, one side. So they're building that up now. I don't do those things yet. Once it's done, it might look popping enough where I might start doing Pilates and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I'll fucking elbow a soccer mom named Susan during Pilates.
I can see that.
Well, she elbows you.
Hell yeah, man. Box out, Susan. Bitch ass nigga.
Susan,
me calling a soccer mom a bitch ass nigga just seems like something that has to happen.
And then when you find out Susan is Phil and Lil's mom, and then Chris just gets jacked up.
You don't want to elbow Phil and Lil's mom. She might put you in the headlock.
Yeah, she will.
And it won't smell nice. Mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, she don't wash that sweatshirt. Mm. I know she don't.
I want a headband. Mm.
Oh, gross. I was in the locker room the other day, and it was just like this old Puerto Rican man next to my locker. And it's like, I'm the type of person, like, if I have to go shower, I want my space. Like, I just want the space so I can, like, you know, take out my, empty out my locker, put my gym bag there. So I can take out my clean clothes, put the dirty clothes inside the bag, put the bag back inside the locker with the clean clothes on top of it so they don't mix.
Yeah.
Clean clothes and gym clothes can't touch while I'm in the shower. That, it's just gross. So there's this old Puerto Rican man there, and he was taking a little bit. So I was like, you know what? I'm a go pee, come back. Go pee, come back. He's still there. He's moving kind of slow. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm sitting there. I'm on Instagram shit like that, scrolling. And he's just, like, not moving. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go get my locker, my stuff from my locker, and just move to another locker that has more space around me. And I go open up my locker. I said, excuse me, I'm sorry. He was like, hey, how's it going, brother? How you doing, man? How was this? Yeah, you doing good? All right,
conversation
man,
nobody wanted to have.
And he was like, oh, yeah, good workout. And I was like, I was like, yeah.
I had a bad workout.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, real good. He was like, that's it. That's what you got to do. You got to work. He was like,
life alerts?
Yeah, just one rep at a time. He's like, that's all you can ask for.
No, I'm going to do four reps at a time.
Who was he, Vin Diesel?
Yeah, he was like,
live my life one rep at a time.
Yeah. He was like, what time you got here? And I was like, I really wasn't ready for a follow-up question, so I just
lied. Or a regular question.
Yeah, I was like, 6:50. He was like, wow, you putting in work. He was here 2.5 hours. I was like, god damn.
Damn, bro.
Clocking the fuck out me.
Yeah, I was like, you did that math really quick. I didn't even know it was like 9 o'clock yet. So then he goes, he's like, yeah, that's good, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, all right, man, you know, enjoy your day. Good seeing you, man. And I was like, I've never met you in my life, sir. How was you good seeing me? And I've never seen you the first time. This is the first time. And then he turns around and he's leaving. And he goes, hey, how's it going, brother? Good seeing you. And he does the same thing he did to me to somebody else. So now I felt less special. And I was like, what the fuck? Old Puerto Rican man, I thought we had a connection here, man.
He's sharing a connection?
Yeah, he's just
out. Thing.
Fucking call that nigga Wi-Fi. He's just sharing all
the He's open Wi-Fi. Not even a password.
Yeah, he's not even password protected. But then he went into more detail with the next guy. He was like, yeah, man, you know, I had to take a little break from the gym. You know.
Why he didn't give you all these details? Yeah.
Like, how long you been here? The guy said 3 hours. Like, oh, this bitch ass nigga over here only
got 2 hours. Yeah.
I've been here yesterday, nigga.
I haven't washed my balls since.
So then he was like, yeah, you know, I had to take a little break, man, because my knee replacement. And then the guy, who's also another older gentleman, he goes, oh, man, you have to get your knee replaced. He's like, nah, I ain't do it yet. I just haven't been here. So I was like, what was the point of sharing that fact if you didn't even do the shit yet?
Nobody, old Puerto Rican guy.
And you knew that nigga.
Call him Federico for the story.
Yeah. And of course, I'm fucking leaving. As I'm leaving, I walk by the court. This nigga playing handball inside the fucking racquetball court. And I'm like, this nigga's about to blow his one good knee and just be on the floor. Somebody watch him, please. But yeah, that was me making friends inside the locker room. And now I see
Look at you, man.
Now I see him every morning. And now I feel like one day he'll open up to me. Now that's my goal in life now, to get this old Puerto Rican man to tell me about his life.
They're going
to
drive him to his knee surgery. Watch.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man, you going to hit me with the okie doke?
Yep.
Luckily, the hospital's right next door. So,
so you carry him over.
Carry him over.
On my back.
Yeah.
That's a good dad.
Yeah, you will.
Look at Chris being a good citizen.
I like that. I like this, Chris. This is humanitarian, Chris.
Man, fuck old people. No, I'm joking.
Wow.
Fuck that old bastard.
That's fucked up.
What else happened to me this week? Oh, let me ask y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What is Mole Star?
What?
Mole Star.
M-O-L-E?
Yeah. S-T-A-R.
Is it like if...
Oh, no.
Is it like...
All right, so now listen.
Highest level of moles? Like if you have like the most moles on...
I was thinking
Is
Morgan.
It like... Is Morgan Freeman a mole star?
Why you gotta go at Morgan?
Am I
wrong?
He would be a mole star.
He's like the Led Zeppelin of moles.
He's somewhere minding his business. Living
he's like
forever.
The Beatles of moles. Wow. Like legendary moles.
Wow.
Like,
he keeps going too.
That's what she
I'm
said.
I'm trying to drive him off the ledge. You know?
Nah, I'm jumping right off.
Morgan Freeman looks
I'm pulling
like,
you with me.
Wow.
Looks just like a very nice oatmeal raisin cookie.
He does.
Like that ratio of raisin to oatmeal is good. It's like, all right, dope. It's not too many raisins. It's not too many too much oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good balance.
He's like the Raisin Bran Crunch of old people.
Wow.
Like, it's not that bland.
Raisin Bran Crunch is really good,
That's
too.
What I'm saying. Like, it's Raisin Bran, but the crunch adds a little flavor to it.
Mm. Yeah. Nah, son, that nigga was God.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so I'm doing deliveries the other day, and I had to go to, like, this house in, like, Great Neck. And I pull up to the door, and I go to the house, and on the door, there's, like, a sign. And I don't know if it's, like, it was faded ink or if this person wrote this sign with, like, a light blue highlighter. Mm-hmm. But on the door, it said they drew the little caution triangle with the exclamation point in the middle.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, these niggas got the Rona? I'm like, I'm about to drop the shooter. Y'all niggas got the Rona? But then it said underneath it, it fucking said, no shovel snow. And then underneath it, it said, no mole star. And I'm like, mole star? Mole star? What the fuck is mole star?
What's the connection with shovel snow?
And then I'm like, wait.
Mole star.
Did this person mean to spell molester? Is it no snow shovel? Or, no molesters? Like, what's happening on this sign here?
Or molester.
Oh, no molesters shoveling snow.
Oh, I was like, or the both. And I was like, it hasn't snowed. Oh, why is this sign here? It hasn't snowed all fucking winter. And then the lady opened the door. She cracked the door, kind of took the food and, like, closed it. And I was like, all right, you got it.
Damn.
And then that sign just confused me. And then I'm thinking,
did
I'm
you
like.
Did you
look it up? No, I didn't because it was way more fun.
Oh, that's
to
a
just
thing.
Think. No mole star?
Yeah.
So apparently it's Spanish.
Oh.
Oh, this nigga, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God.
That's Lewis's fault.
Lewis. No, it's not.
You're our local Latin. You're supposed to know.
This nigga said mole star for half an hour. How's that my fault?
No, but there's no accent.
No,
marks.
But he also said no shoveling snow, which is fucking English.
No, it said no snow shovel.
That's not what you said. You said there's no shoveling snow.
It says no, do not disturb.
No moleste.
No moleste.
What does that mean?
Also no moleste.
Yeah.
Do not disturb.
Yeah, do not disturb. No moleste.
Wow.
No
moleste. Yeah, please, no moleste.
No moleste.
Don't molest me. Like, why would you just put that on your door? Like, yo, who's been coming to your house, dog? Nah, but I thought it was no molesters because I was thinking, I was like, all right, yo, if a sex offender moves into this neighborhood, I'm thinking, I was like, yo, Great Neck got mad sex offenders. So if a sex offender moves into a neighborhood, you have to go around, I think,
and let people know. Yeah.
And then maybe this one person just got sick of molesters coming to her house and was like, nah, dog, keep that shit to yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know.
Yeah, but apparently it was just do not disturb. She should fix that sign.
Yeah.
She should put, like, make she it clear. Should. Or put do not disturb and then underneath put, well, then it's going to be like, yo, don't disturb the molesters. And I'm like, where? And I was just like, oh, God. I don't know. It was really fucking weird. I didn't like it.
I can see where your confusion came from.
Yeah, and then I had this other bitch. Fucking bitch.
Capital B.
Capital B-I-T-C-H. That's bitch. She had, like, too short. Bitch!
James is doing the rabbit dance right now.
He's a Crip rabbit, apparently.
Damn.
They call him Thumper. Mm-hmm. Big Thumper.
Uh-huh. Brian Thumper. I had to do it. Sorry. Brian Thumper.
Brian Thumper.
Ooh.
I put Brian Pumper. Brian Thumper.
Yeah.
Whatever. My name is just going to be Thumper.
Okay. All
right. So I had to pick up an order from McDonald's. Uh-huh. Cool, easy, whatever.
Those are the annoying ones sometimes.
Let me tell you. There's something about McDonald's. It depends on which ones you go to.
What time you go to.
Some of them, I could just pick the shit up through the drive-thru. On the details menu, it tells you can go pick to it the up through the drive-thru. Yeah. I get to the drive-thru, they're like, nah, you got to park over there, come inside and pick it up. I'm like, why? Just pass it to me through the fucking window.
It's that simple.
And then they have curbside assistance, and I go to curbside assistance, it's like, nah, we don't come out and bring it to you. I'm like, it's curbside assistance! They're like, nah, we don't come outside. I'm like, yo, fuck y'all. I'm talking to you, fucking McDonald's on Jericho Turnpike, fuck y'all. So then I pick up this McDonald's and I have to bring it to this lady's house, which is nearby. The fucked up thing about this lady's house was that two blocks was construction.
Mm.
And when I say construction, I mean the street is not there. It's a big-ass fucking hole.
And it's mad, like, construction trucks.
All over.
Yeah.
They have the
you gotta walk to their spot.
Yeah, the giant underground pipes is just taking up street, like. There's signs on everyone's door that's saying, yo, from, like, now to the 13th, you can't park. Yeah, you fuck.
Wait, is it by the highway? Right by the highway?
Sure. It was in, like, Flushing, Douglaston.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking of something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, how am I supposed to bring it to this person's spot? Now, it's a busy Friday, and I'm getting other orders coming in as I'm doing this order.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm accepting, thinking I'm going to be able to just drop the shit off, and people are canceling because it's taking too long because I can't find parking. I'm like, how am I supposed to get to this person's house? How? I ended up parking, like, three blocks away, running.
Yep.
To find this house. Of course, it's dark. No one has their address on the doors anymore.
Nope. Why would they?
All the construction workers are hollering at Chris. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm getting catcalled. They're like, yo, yo, sweet cheeks.
Hey, white hoodie.
Yo. Look at them hamburger buns, nigga.
Yeah. Yo, what's in that bag?
Is that a weed pen or are you happy to see me?
Yo, if it's a weed pen, nigga.
Wow.
Sorry to hear it.
Construction workers said I got the skinny. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's what they said. Hey. It's fucked up, Mr. Construction Man. But, I go to the house, find the number, call, because it said call when you're here. So I called when I was there. And I was like, hi, did you order like food? She was like, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm outside.
This nigga asked the dumbest question. Did you order food?
Nah, because I don't know who's going to be on the other line.
I appreciate the guys that just call you and be like, yo, I'm here.
Nah,
like, you're a real one, dog.
Nah, that's how you end up in those like White Castle type movies where you just end up going on a bizarre adventure that you didn't really sign up for.
Sometimes,
all of because
sometimes
of,
you
like,
want to go on a bizarre adventure.
I don't. I just want to make this money and go back home. I gotta read books, yo.
We gotta read books
with pictures in it.
It's the best books.
So I call her and I'm like, yo, I'm outside. She's like, all right, I'm coming. She's taking mad long to come. Then she calls back. She's like, are you here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm standing right outside. And she's like, I don't see you. And I'm like, how? I'm like, I'm literally right outside the door and I'm looking at the address. So I read the address off there and she's like, no, that's not it. And I'm like, the fuck you mean it's not it? Like, that's the address that you put in that it took me to. It's like, I don't get to pick the address. Like, I follow the GPS, stupid. And she's like, no, it's like blah, 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 whatever street. And I'm like, dog, that's not what's here. It doesn't even, it didn't even sound the same, like, where you could mistakenly, like, over here or like whatever. The numbers were just so different. So she's like, are you here? And I'm like, how would I be here if we just established that you put in the wrong fucking address, stupid? Like, how would I be where you are after me just reading this one address to you over the phone and you saying no, it's wrong? So how could I be where you are?
Dumbass.
Huh? Dummy. So I said, no, I'm gonna have to come to you. And she starts sighing and giving me address. She was like, oh my God. And I'm like,
fucking Negroes.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, it's not my fault. Like, you put in this fucking address wrong. And I'm like, what's the address? And she's like, oh, it's going to take all night. Like, I just know it.
How's it going to take all night?
And I'm like, if you shut the fuck up and give me the address that you want me to bring your fucking food to.
The longer this conversation takes,
the longer it's going to take for me to get to you. So now I'm running back to my car after looking mad long to try to find parking to bring this.
You're hopping over potholes and pipes.
All that shit. Doing cartwheels over construction
it's
workers.
Like a gazelle.
Yeah.
Chris is like he's shaped like a gazelle.
Just me.
You gotta fight over that one.
No, I'll take it.
That's a graceful animal.
Yeah, they're majestic.
Sassy gazelle right there.
Majestic as fuck, dog. All I heard was, yo, Chris, you got nice legs. Like, thanks, dog.
Basically.
All
right.
Hey.
Thanks, fam.
No problem.
So now I'm in my car, and I'm like, all right, ma'am, one more time, please. What is the address? And she's like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so she's hitting you with the
blah,
attitude.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever street.
Come get my food avenue, nigga.
And I type it in. So I was like, all right, my GPS that's on my phone that is outside of this app tells me that I'm 5 minutes away. Dead silence. And I go, okay. And she goes, fine. And hangs up on me. So now I'm driving to this address, right? And then I'm thinking, why the fuck am I doing this? Because the timer went off on the time that I'm supposed to wait if I don't hear back from these people. So you have 8 minutes that if you don't hear back from this person after a certain amount of time, it starts a timer. After 8 minutes, you can cancel it, throw out the food, keep the food, and you still get paid. So I was like, yo, this lady was a bitch to me, man. Like, she was just like a not nice person off of a mistake that she made. Yeah. There's absolutely no way that I could have fucked this up.
And you went above and beyond.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have
to
do that.
You went past the timer.
Like you went through the Power Rangers fight scene.
Yeah, man. I'm in the next episode.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, I went from Mighty Morphin to Zeo for this bitch.
You did.
What the fuck? fuck.
I just meant the Ivan Ooze construction site fight.
Oh.
Nigga went through the whole season.
No, he went through the whole season. He really did go through the whole season.
I was fighting tangos, putties, and all this kind of shit. So then I was like, you know, fuck this lady. The timer went off and I canceled her shit. And then I opened up a bag and I ate the French fries. And then she got a Big Mac and I just took one bite of the Big Mac and then I threw the whole shit away. Like, she didn't know I did that.
That's right.
But I knew I did that. And that's all I fucking needed.
That's right.
Yeah. Did she give you a thumbs down?
I don't know. How do you check that shit?
You just click on your profile picture and it shows you.
How many people give me a thumbs down? Mm-hmm. Can I report people?
You can call them. It takes like 100.
You could rate customers.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So apparently you can't find the... Say that again? Uh-huh. Oh, thumbs up.
They could still call on.
Yeah, she sounded like the kind of white lady that will call customer services and complain about me and make it sound like it's my fault. But I feel like customer service with that, they were like, oh, well, what's the address? And they could look it up. Like, I'm sure they could look up. She put in the wrong address. And okay.
Yeah.
But it's like after like 100 ratings, like it restarts again. So.
Oh, okay. Fuck it. Yeah. Like I got a email from Uber the other day that was like, yo, want to see all the compliments that people said about you? And I was like, yes. What? I love random compliments. Yeah. They were like, one of them said not expecting him to be like as nice and approachable. And I was like, what the fuck? You're like, am I throwing up gang signs and shit like that? Smoking the wild blunt and drinking yak in my profile picture? No, it's just my face. Like, what the fuck?
Here's your calzone, bitch.
Yeah. Chris came and delivered my food. And I never wanted this to turn into a Brazzers scene more than ever.
Wow.
That's the goal.
That's
the goal comment. I just need that. Like, I don't actually do it. I just want someone to think that they want it.
They order sausage pizza and request Chris.
Yeah, I'll show you Mama Teresa's.
Hey.
Extra sausage.
I looked at my Uber rating as a customer. Mm-hmm. I'm at a 4.96. I'm a little upset over that.
What happened with the 0.4?
Exactly. Like, fam, I just sit in there and be quiet in the back.
You came in, like, there's like, one person that was just sick of the stoners.
I don't get it.
Well, like, what did I do to you?
You came in with that fucking Nick hat and,
and the scarf?
And the scarf.
Pissed him off. He was a Nets fan?
Yeah.
Damn. Hate to see it.
Wow.
Let me read the docket.
The docket is being read.
What a sexy docket.
Ba-da-bum-bum. Yeah, maybe that one guy just didn't like Dominicans.
It could be.
Yeah, but like, not enough. Like, he just slightly doesn't like them. He didn't like all the way, because then he would just gave you like a zero. And that would have affected your rating.
I could have given you a zero, and I still would have got a whole bunch of fives.
Okay. Yeah. The averages of... How often do you take Ubers?
Like once every 2 weeks.
Oh.
That's not bad. Oh, you're not an
expert. He takes Ubers more than I thought he would.
Yeah.
More than you thought I would?
Yeah.
I mean, and do it in Jersey, just because if I go somewhere late night in Jersey, I don't want to find parking on the way back.
Oh, okay.
That
like, if I'm in New York, I don't do it.
Because we're New York, and you just park everywhere, and we're great.
That, and I got a driveway here.
Ah.
Because we're New York and we're fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have driveways. That's just crazy. How Dominican do you think you are?
How Dominican do I think? Like, I don't think I'm that Dominican. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give myself a 7.
7?
I'll give myself a
7. Really?
Yeah, what do you think I am, lower?
Higher.
Higher.
I'd have been
you don't know that many Dominicans.
I would have gave you at least like a 8.8.
That's generous.
8.9.
That's generous.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I agree with him because you don't really hear him speak Spanish.
No, I do speak Spanish.
No, like
I was just talking about like my demeanor is not that.
Yeah, demeanor. It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
I'm more chill.
But you still got the accent though.
No, I do.
That's what I'm saying. That's what keeps you in the
eight. Like I could see him in the 7 because one of my good friends childhood was Dominican, so I was always at his house 24/7.
Oh no, if I want to rate my household, that's like 11.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Different.
Yeah. He's separate.
I'm separating myself. I'm okay. 7.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I had to rate myself on level of like Jamaican, like at home, it's like a 7. My grandmother's house, it's a 12. Like, it varies because it's a split household in my house. But
like being around like other Dominicans, even like New York Dominicans, like I don't find myself being like that Dominican.
A lot of New York Dominicans are really just Puerto Ricans in disguise.
Yeah, that's how you get stabbed. Yeah. You don't stay that shit uptown.
I don't go uptown.
That's smart.
Yeah. That's why I said it in the comfort of Five Star Studios.
Ooh, that's a dangerous comfort right there.
It's a comfort I'm used to at this point.
Okay.
Nah, fucking Lewis is so Dominican. This nigga fucking had taco night on a Thursday. Like that's how late this nigga was.
Not Dominican at all.
Nah.
We don't even eat tacos.
Everybody else was celebrating Taco Tuesday. This nigga was so fucking late. This nigga showed up on Thursday. eating tacos. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is that true?
He was like, guess what tonight is, everyone? Taco night. And I was like, that was the last thing I would have guessed. Because taco night to everyone else was
also,
Tuesday.
Didn't realize I said, guess what it is? And I said, you guessed right.
Yeah, I was like,
this really happened?
Yeah, no one guessed right. Because no one guessed it. He had to tell us. Because he knew he was that fucking late.
Taco Thursday!
That didn't even sound right, dog. What the fuck?
Listen, that's what happens when you just have meat at home and don't really know what to cook.
Hey, yeah,
just relax.
You put it in a taco.
See, now you got Lewis poking out his two little abs, butt ass, making tacos. With meat at home. I'm never going to New Jersey again.
Jesus Christ.
Ever again. I just can't. I can't take it.
That's when his daughter just pretends to go to sleep. She's like, yo, daddy's like in the kitchen.
Wildin'.
She went to go get something to drink. She's like, yo, I'm not even thirsty no more. I'm just going to bed. How she put herself to bed?
It's crazy.
It's still light out.
1 o'clock.
Tired of my shit.
It's daylight saving, so it gets darker late. She's like, fuck it. I don't care.
She's like, daddy lose like 10 pounds. Don't know how to act.
Should have never told this nigga to do push-ups. Now he don't know what a shirt is.
Yeah, now he don't know. Oh, black t-shirt? Don't need this anymore.
So I'm going to diversify my wardrobe. That just me throw this shit out.
So are you for the summer?
You don't want to see me in the summer.
Oh, it's Mankini summer's coming.
Mankini's and mesh marinas.
That's nasty.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Ooh.
All homebody.
But count me in.
All homebody.
You know that gif? That gif of that creepy dude on roller skates?
Yeah.
In, like, his Mankini? Uh-huh. That's Lewis?
That's all of us.
Rolling down Dunkirk, nigga.
Don't give a fuck about a pothole.
That's all of us.
I showed up potholes.
Yo, y'all are nasty.
Oh, but I support it.
Don't rub your hands together. That's gross. So you gonna wax your chest?
Nah.
He's
on my chest, nigga.
He's going with taco meat.
Is it hairy? I don't remember.
Don't go back to the picture to check.
I gotta go back.
Let him examine.
I gotta look. Oh yeah, he got the hair.
He got the taco meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I could fix that in post.
Nigga, I'm fine with my hair. What's wrong with my hair, nigga?
No, if I'm gonna turn you into Lupac, I gotta get rid of the chest hair.
My bad.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait to get.
Oh man, top. Lupac gonna be.
Yeah.
That's an episode. We'll just do me waxing my chest on an episode.
Oh, extra content.
Extra content.
Wow.
Could we really do that?
Yeah, man.
Oh, this nigga trying to get free waxing out of us.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I ain't no nigga.
Yo, this nigga smart. Yo, he's free.
Wait. Who's doing the waxing?
You. It makes the most sense. Marcel's definitely not going to do it.
Oh, no. Marcel will quit life.
He's not fucking.
He'll just jump off this building.
Marcel's not coming back next week based off this conversation.
Yeah. Oh, he's done. He's gone. Forever guest. Forever guest.
Forever guest.
Guest gone.
Guest.
That's where you got his t-shirt from, Forever Guest.
What the fuck? Marcel do dress like a nigga that shop at Forever Guest.
Nigga, ain't the rainbow shirt Guess? Oh.
The rainbow shirt from Forever 21, the pants is from Guess.
Wow.
Rainbow,
yo,
Forever Guest.
He's going to fight y'all.
Yeah.
And I did not contribute to that.
That might be the name.
We got a Forever Guess what the fuck this nigga's wearing. Like, what is that?
Wow. Marcel, I do not support this.
How your plaid go message? The other way? That don't make no sense.
Yo, you got a dare to be different. Your plaid.
Not every plaid could be Burberry, nigga.
That's true.
That shit was fake deep. There are some fake deep ass niggas.
Shout out to Lloyd.
Yeah.
Who?
Banks.
Oh. I thought you meant like
Lloyd, the R&B singer.
5'2" or 5'2"? Like that, Lloyd?
Every rapper ain't a star and every plaid ain't Burberry. You can't tame Lloyd.
What?
Smoking by the big screen, changing the channel. Looks like I'm playing a Game Boy.
Reactivated James.
He said, I know the watch bothering your vision, but reaching, I put a dot on your head like it's part of your religion. That, yo.
G-Unit.
Jesus. Bars. Bars of my childhood there.
Nigga, you were like a teenager.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, yeah, yo.
I was.
You were a grown-ass man.
I was 16.
I can't say, but I've mistakenly committed some crimes.
To that music?
Yeah.
Allegedly
mistaken, accidentally, on purpose. That sometimes could have, maybe not really.
Random jokes.
That pack of gum ain't still itself.
Shit, that was the only thing we was packing. Anyways!
In the back of the act.
In the back of the act. Oh.
Yeah, you definitely had two niggas in the front, two niggas in the back. That's funny.
That's funny. Drive strapping grandma's
Cadillac.
Oh, grandpa's Cadillac.
Yeah, grandma wasn't allowed to drive.
Damn. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's some fucked up shit.
She was like in the middle seat with the pump.
That's a wild grandma.
Hey, the Mossburn?
That's the grandma from Don't Be a Menace to South Central. That was a good grandma. She's dead now.
R.I.P.
Word. But fucking, oh shit, the other thing I had to tell y'all, what time is it? Because I know we got to.
Let's see.
Oh, no, we got mad time.
Yeah.
Got like a half hour. The other day, right, I'm at work, and Marcy had to send me some money through, and she said she was going to send it through Venmo. So I'm like, all right, cool. Now, me, I don't use Venmo. Venmo is like my least favorite.
Venmo is the snitch account.
Son, Venmo is my least favorite pay share app because it just takes so long for the shit to transfer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give you some of the money I'm getting just for it to get there fast. Especially like, but like if you don't have Zelle, then send it to my Cash App, whatever. So she had to send me money. So she sends me the money. I'm busy as fuck at work. And she's doing that thing where she had the day off. And she's doing that thing like when girls have the day off, they think you have the day off. Yeah. So they just keep blowing up your phone. Crazy. And I'm like, yo, my nigga, I am working. Like, what do you want? What do you want to do later? You figure it out. Nigga, you at home. I'm fucking dying of stress over here.
Don't bother me.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, how much money do I owe you again? And I'm like, dog, nigga, I don't know. Make up a number. Just send it. I don't care no more. Like, just I don't
$2.
Give a, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I just want to get through the day. So she's like, I'm going to Venmo you. I'm like, great. You're going to send it to the fucking pay app that I hate the most. Whatever. Just okay, send it. So she sends the shit. And then I actually have to read the text message, right?
I'm loving it.
Yeah. He's finding it.
Mm-hmm.
I should have had this queued up, but Luke could get rid of the dead space that he's not going to do.
That's right.
Start
editing the shit like a pod called Blurred.
Fix it in post. Fuck it, we'll do it live. So she says she's like, I'm sending you through Venmo because I already have money there. So I'm like, oh, all right, cool. And then exactly 17 minutes later, I get another text message that says, not to sound crazy, laughing my ass off, crying emoji, cheese emoji.
Ooh.
I'm just wondering because I'm confused. LOL. Next line says, who's Marie? And then goes, the girl you train randomly? And why did she send you money on Christmas Eve?
So that's now, right, Marcy. Don't ask those fucking questions, nigga.
Yeah. So now.
Now Chris is hot. He in the hot seat right now. No.
Chris sweating. Sweating.
Even Chris is like, who the fuck is Maria, nigga? Like, wait a minute, nigga.
And some bitches randomly start sending him money.
Yo, if you wanted to get a nigga caught up, just send him $1 with like.
A wild emoji combo.
Wild captions and
eggplant
shit like that.
Fucking fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yo.
Eggplant with milk next to it?
Thank you for blowing my shit up.
Ooh.
Yeah, because the thing is, they don't get to see the dollar amount.
Yeah.
Only I get to see it. So I was like.
I thought it shows no, it doesn't.
It shows it on
my
yours.
Favorite,
on
my
yours.
Favorite part is she said, that's not crazy. Then she went to the crazy laugh and said, who the fuck is Marie?
Yeah.
What the fuck she paying you on Santa's birthday, nigga?
Yeah. On Santa's birthday? Who's that ho, ho, ho? So now I'm like, so what it was, I was like, yeah, when I was at Newbury Comics and people wanted me to like pick Christmas gifts up, like Marcel did it a lot. A bunch of people like
throw Marcel on the bus now.
even it's funny because even her mother did it. Like her mother came in and they would use my discount and they would just send me money. So like her mom, right under that comment, you would see that like her mother sent me money too. But obviously she's not gonna ask why her mother sent me money. She's gonna ask why did this fucking girl send you money? And then she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I saw drinks. And I'm like, drinks? She's like, on Christmas Eve?
Marcy did some scrolling. Son.
Yeah, she was like, on Christmas Eve? I don't remember that. And it's funny because I was with her on Christmas Eve. Like I was at her house with her family.
Wait, is Marcy Marie?
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, am I Marie? So no, my friend Marie came in and picked up a beer glass, a novelty beer glass as a gift. For one of her coworkers, and she Venmo'd me the money, but it's just so funny that is what happened. She was like, "Oh yeah, okay." She's like, "Cause I knew it didn't make sense." She's like, "I knew you were at work, And then I knew you went from work, came to my house, because we were texting, like, to my house. And then, like, I was at their house until, like, 2 a.m. And it's just like, when the fuck did you have time to, like, get drink Christmas Eve? What? Like, because the date is there.
Chris has a clone.
And, oh, but the clone has it's my Bruce. Venmo?
It's Christian.
Yeah. So it's like, those two things made sense. And she's like, and then she started scrolling back more. She was like, yeah, I saw that she sent you money, like, other days.
She kept scrolling,
like,
yes.
But, like, way back. But that was for the personal training that I didn't do. Like, I told her, like, I was like, yeah, the last time she sent me money for training, that nigga was upstairs working out and we were downstairs working out.
Uh-huh.
She never even saw her. So that shit was funny.
Marcy and, with the Venmo fingers.
That's yo, right. That's right, Marcy.
Yeah, she can't hear you. She got her AirPods in.
Oh, she can hear me.
Oh, she hears.
Oh, you hear it now?
She said, don't get it twisted.
You hear us now? Oh, how convenient, right? Yeah. But I told it right.
The story is great.
Yeah, I told it accurate.
How accurate was it on a scale of 1 to 100?
Come over here.
Yeah, we need some sides to this story.
Yeah.
We need to hear both sides. This story was great.
This is a wonderful story.
Hi.
What's up, Marcy?
So, I mean, like, I came to him pretty normally.
Let's take it. Let's relax, Chris.
I didn't yell at him. I didn't say, yo, who the fuck
is Marie? You said not to sound crazy.
Not to sound
mad crazy.
Mad crazy
emojis.
because I want him to see my face. Like, not to sound crazy, and this is what I mean. Like, I mean, I'm, like, doing, like, a weird, like, face. Like, it sounds crazy.
But I
just
want to
ask anyway. Just because it seems weird, I just want to know.
And it did seem weird. That's why, like, I didn't get mad. I didn't get, like... anything like, because she's done crazy shit like that before. And I'm like, dog, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, there's, what are you talking about?
It's called growth.
Yeah. Ah. So I saw that.
Look at you growing.
I saw the way that she asked me. And I was like, you know what? I get it. I'm not even mad. It's not like last time, whatever. So I explained it. She was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I just thought it was really funny. Because I was like, oh, yeah, you're right to think
you thought. Hear a girl say, I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. No, but I was like, oh, yeah, this totally makes sense. This looks messy as shit. Why the fuck is this girl sending you, like, where? Yeah.
That's why I don't like Venmo. Venmo be fucking niggas up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I saw you see that, and you're going to assume, like, the worst.
Yeah.
But it just didn't make sense to me, because that was a specific day that I actually remember exactly what happened that day. On December 22nd, I can't tell you what I did that day. He could have maybe found time to get drinks with her. But December 24th, I couldn't.
That's right.
I couldn't. Like, there was no, like, it just didn't make sense to me.
It should have either.
If I saw that, I would have asked either way. Like, if I saw it on December 23rd, I would have asked maybe, like maybe not as nice? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not as nice.
Yo, shout out to Santa, I guess, because that nigga saved me. Like,
I don't know.
Like, that, yeah, that's the crazy thing. That story would have been way less believable if she came into my job the 22nd. If that exact same thing happened, she just sent the money in on the 22nd, it would have been completely different. Now I have to fucking call her up and, like...
I believe you. Don't worry.
No. I'm saying, no, if it was the 22nd, I would have, like... I'd have been like, yo, Marie, stupid. Fucking, like, explain to this nigga that it's just a fucking beer glass.
If a girl ever, like, was on the phone with me and she's like, listen, girl, this is not what happened, I wouldn't believe her.
Oh!
Yeah, I don't see why you would either.
Why would I believe her? For what? I don't know this bitch. I mean, hi. I don't even know
talk
you.
Talk your shit, Mar.
Hi, how are you, bitch? Like, I don't fucking know you, but, like, I hope you're doing okay.
She just throws the phone right back at Chris.
Fucking skank.
Fucking Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
She slaps you with the phone.
Don't slap me with the phone.
Thank you, Marcy.
Yeah, thank you, baby, for clearing that up.
For the record, I don't believe Chris.
Nigga, I don't even believe her. Like, she was really convincing in her questioning, and I knew exactly what happened, but I feel like...
Yeah, first of all, here's the thing about us guys. Like, we could, like, know what happened, but once we get asked that question, you're like, fuck.
That's all, folks.
Man, I don't even know that bitch, what?
Clearly, like, I know, like, that's my friend from exactly. Whatever the fuck.
We grew up together.
She's like, who's that bitch? I'm like, that's my mom. What are you talking about? Why is she sending you money? It was my birthday.
Why she rub your head like that?
Yeah. Why is she younger than you? She rub me your head top?
Ew, don't rub my head top, Mom. Is that what you're talking about?
Ayo. Yeah.
Yeah, technically, that's where it went, right? Don't ayo me. Y'all niggas the one that said it.
That's what I said.
Oh, all right. I guess. All right, y'all want to get into some would you rathers?
Oh, you know this is my favorite segment of the day. Yes, would you rather?
Okay.
I feel like we need like a theme song to go into this.
We need a lot of theme songs. One day after the podcast, we need to just come up with all our little fucking jingles and
let's
jangles.
Let's do it. Don't tempt me with the best time ever.
The best time ever.
I feel like you should be able to find other.
I'm sad. I'm a sad person.
You should find more gooder times, is what I'll say.
I'm actually a very boring person.
You need the goodest of times.
You know, nobody can have that gooder time like you can have that gooder time.
Ain't nobody got the gooder like you got the gooder.
Ew. With the way that came out.
Yeah.
My rap name is Gooder Gooder.
Just like that.
All right, so I can actually do a couple of these.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do three of them, four of them, five of them, six of them.
All right, we only got 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Every time you have sex, it takes one day off your life. How much do you have? And that's not
a math question?
Yeah, that's like the ad above the would you rathers on this page. But I just thought it was an interesting question.
But like in that case, we need to have like a set time here. Like how long are we living? Because you could be like, I could die at 35. I don't know that.
Well, now you're getting
too deep.
Let's say we all live to 70.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time you have sex, it takes half a day. How long are you living? I say until I'm 45.
I got maybe until like Tuesday. I'm fucking. Let me tell you.
I'll be 95 and living. Mm-hmm.
Bloop.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt. First,
that nigga Chris is Jordan from that range.
Oh, what? Steph Curry with the shot, boy.
He said 95. How you add days? Yeah. you haven't that little sex. You add days. Listen,
they call me the little sex machine.
Somebody don't go ride, James. ladies.
Ladies, do not.
Just _ James.
Do not. No, ladies, do not come near me.
You're going to get this nigga shot and stabbed.
Yeah, facts.
You're going to get him stabbed with a gun. A bayonet. Like, where the fuck you find a musket?
Hey, listen.
All right, first, would you rather? Would you rather lose your sex organs forever or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life?
Easy,
I'll take 200 pounds, nigga.
You don't want to lose your sex organs?
No.
Just be hell built no. Like a Ken doll? Like,
I don't want to be asexual.
Damn. All right. I mean,
there's people. Well, you might have to take that one out.
No, you said you don't want to be asexual.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean.
But there's people that's asexual out here.
Yeah,
that want to be asexual. That's true.
Yeah, that they want.
Wrong with that statement?
Yeah, I think you're okay with that one. Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll see. We'll see in 10 years.
Yeah, you didn't say it as in putting.
If they cancel you, they cancel us, nigga.
Wait a minute. I have a bright future ahead of me, guys. I'm really doing good with this other podcast.
She's not according to your Uber Eats reviews, nigga.
Nah, that was our fault. No, she's a bitch. I would eat her French fries every fucking day.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You can do with the groceries now.
No, her French fry.
Wow.
Babe, what's this French fry charge from?
Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin but everyone would think you did?
Oh, not have sex with my cousin but everyone think I did.
Right? Like, that seems like an easy answer.
I don't give a fuck about people's opinions.
Yeah. I feel like this is easier than it should be, James.
Yeah.
he's like, which cousin are we talking? First,
nah, but
second,
it's
third?
Yeah.
Are they adopted?
Because it's kind of weird because you said they'll think that you did.
Let's go. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But fuck it. Do you have like an adopted cousin that you would fuck?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any of those.
I don't
either.
Have any attractive cousins. Sorry, cousins, if you're listening.
I have attractive
fuck
cousins.
You up at family reunion.
That's not on my radar.
They're all at the ugly table, the ugly cousin table.
I'm on the front.
It's in a different. It's in a different part of the park.
No shirt.
He's at the grill, butt ass. Making tacos on a Thursday.
The loincloth.
No, for the record, all my cousins fine, but I don't believe in incest, so.
I feel like that's a statement we could have done without, but all right, thanks.
Nah, because he said he has ugly cousins. Like, I don't have ugly cousins.
I didn't say I got ugly cousins. I said none of my cousins are that attractive. Look at me cleaning it up.
That's not a good cleanup.
He edits the podcast. It's fine. Another one. Would you rather get explosive diarrhea every time you meet your boss or every time you meet your significant other's parents?
Boss.
I would go significant other's parents.
Because I don't want to have a boss. Hey!
If you don't shut your self-employed ass. No, you are your own boss. So anytime you look in the mirror. Ooh.
I'll take it. Fuck it. I'll take it. I just won't have mirrors in my house.
Yeah, I would say boss.
Who are you, Pete Davidson?
I'll say boss.
Dracula.
No, I'm going to go significant other's parents. I barely see her parents. Like, I could go the rest of my life without seeing her parents. Not that I want to. I'm just saying I could rather than my boss, who I for sure see every single day without question. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon?
Well, joke's on you because my head's already the size of a watermelon.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Yeah. I'm almost halfway there.
Hold my breath long enough.
But yeah, I definitely would not want to be a tennis ball head.
Hell no. Look like that nigga that got shot in Men in Black.
That ass.
What the fuck, guys? All right, so I'm just going to scroll. Would you rather have no penis or five penises?
Where are they located?
I don't know.
Same spot?
Yeah, because like, what is it, like a roll?
Like penis? Fucking udders?
You got options, so it's like, I'll take five.
Yeah, I mean, having one is fun. Having five got to be a blast.
Literally. They call this nigga Jimmy Neutron.
Got a blast. Yo, how do you, like, at that point, you can't even watch porn on your phone. You have to watch it on, like, a screen. That's why you use both hands.
At that point, you'd have to have, like, six wives then.
No.
That would take five dicks.
Yeah, you can't fuck them all at the same time.
She watch me.
This nigga Lou hooks
Lewis.
Up. Sexy Lou is a problem. I don't know. Sexy Lou is going to get us canceled in the future.
Yo, we about to get him fat again.
Yeah, Lou. Yeah,
look at you guys sabotaging me.
Yeah,
we're getting sexy, we're going to get him fat.
Yeah. Let me be great, nigga.
Nah. You had your chance. You get one picture.
I did it. This is my chance.
Now you used your one picture. That's it. Everyone gets one picture in the group. So now,
wait till you see mine.
Oh, yeah. God.
Lou's trying to fucking hook his penises up like this fucking splitter. It's just like, the fuck?
How you call me Master Splitter.
Master Splitter.
Yeah. Yo, when you get to the last level and you gotta face Master Splitter, I'm going
just
the other way.
Five dicks at you.
Oh my god!
So the detachable penises—that wasn't in the question, but I like where you're headed, kid.
Yeah. Kid, like 20 years older. Than
I liked it. I liked it.
Let's see. Okay. Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life or crap yourself in private every day for the rest of your life? I do both.
Wait,
so, would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life or crap yourself in private every day for the rest of your life?
I almost crap my pants once a week. I almost crap my pants
once a
week.
Yeah, once a year in public. I don't give a fuck about y'all, nigga. You got to go. Bad man for doo-doo.
Bad man for doo-doo. That's so right. I think, I don't care. I'll take either or. I'll take both.
Both of them?
Yeah. How about that?
You trade it off every year?
How about that?
Depends what kind of year you're having.
If I'm having a good year, I'm crapping myself in public.
What depends? What if it's the Grammys?
I'm shit.
Right next to the baby?
Shit. Right next to the baby. Niggas going to be like, what's that smell? It's greatness. I shit greatness.
Okay.
Shakira gonna be like, ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
I turn into Shakira. Yeah.
Wherever. Whenever. Oh, shit.
Yeah, his hips don't lie. Your colon don't lie. That shit is coming. Like a hot train. Let's see. Would you rather everyone think your life sucks, but it's actually awesome, or everyone thinks your life is shitty, but it's actually good? So social media versus real life? I'd rather just have real life.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't care about people thinking I'm doing well. Yeah, I want to actually do well.
Suck my balls. Hey,
here's a clue, guys. Whatever you see on social media ain't my fucking life, nigga.
It's not.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise. Okay. Nigga,
it's only what I want you to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's dangerous what you want us to see.
you already seen it.
I can never unsee it again. Yeah. Right now, Lou has no shirt on.
Yeah, wait until the six-pack filter comes off.
This nigga paid $12.99 for that little Facetune subscription joint.
Wow.
Actually, he was like, well, I might as well get the use for it.
Lewis.
Yeah, gotta keep up with the bitches, huh?
I'm sorry?
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Gotta keep up with the bitches. Wait, what did you guys think I said?
No.
What we did, thought, I still don't know what he said.
We thought you said pictures.
No, I thought he said bitches.
No.
I didn't say bitches.
Okay, all right, all right.
Wait.
All right, no, no. Nothing. Dude, fast forward.
Now me and Chris are confused.
No, I thought you meant to say pictures, but you said bitches.
So you said I'm trying to keep up with the pictures?
Yeah.
And that blew your fucking mind?
We're just all confused right now.
It's been episode 87 of the Out of Measure podcast. I'm getting the fuck out of here. As always, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter, DuckJordan_. You can also find me homebodymerch.com.
Homebodymerch.com.
Also, a pod called Blurred is a podcast I do with me and Marcel only 50% of the time because the nigga fucking left me 2 weeks in.
I've been on the podcast more. I'm not even on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what? Yeah. It's dead ass. The fuck?
Shout out PCB, man. Shout out PCB.
Yeah, that nigga about
to be back next week.
Yeah, he'll be back next week. James has been holding it down.
I've been trying.
Holding it down. Yeah,
there's no point in me talking up the podcast that much because the other podcast comes out before this podcast.
Yeah.
So that shit come out Sunday night, Monday morning, like around them. And then obviously we have the Honorable Metric podcast comes out
on Tuesday.
Tuesdays, but
nigga.
If you're into comics, if you're into comic news,
if you're
comic
blurred.
Books, if you're a blurred, if you're a nerd, if like you just be in the house, if you like all that kind of shit, check out a pod called Blurred on Spotify and
yes,
Apple Podcasts and shit like that. We have fun on that podcast. It's just good hopes and fun. It's kind of just like we just kind of make fun of the things that we love, but
that's it.
Which is kind of what we do here on this podcast too. But that one is just comic related.
Yeah. More comic oriented.
Yeah, yeah, but like it's fun. So y'all go check it out, James.
You can find me at JUST_Jivemes. That's JVMES. The best way to spell Jivemes, but not really. And Five Star Studios is where we record this great, wonderful podcast. That you could check us out there. You can record everything you need to record.
That's right.
Or you could just pay us and just sit here and
take that.
Yeah, we got contracts for you to sign.
Yeah, we do. Sign your life away.
Let's not get into all that stuff. Lewis.
Take that.
Find me at Lewis the Designer.
L-U-I-S. The best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
Mondays, Pod Call Blur. Tuesdays, Honorable Mention Podcast.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, we're doing a new podcast called Marcy's Tweets.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Marcy's Tweets is definitely.
You didn't hear that one. And that's it.
Who fucking let that one go?
Hey. Guys. It's in production, bro.
What?
Don't worry about it.
I thought we were friends.
Don't watch that.
Why would you do that to me? Oh my God.
Filter.
Is this a show with Marcy and Sophia? Nothing to worry about.
I'm leaving. Goodbye. That's it.
Peace. Y'all.